Business Rock Hill, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation.
This week on Business Rock Hill,
we're trending up about 15% compared to last spring even, which was a significant increase for us because it was the first time that we started the no cost. So that's a really nice to have it again, another increase that we're moving.
That is President of York Technical College, Dr. Stacey Moore, providing an update recently on the free tuition being offered for a number of courses and classes at York Technical College. She says a number of legislators and Governor Henry McMaster have put technical schools and training at the forefront to bolster the workforce.
He really is the reason behind the no-cost tuition over the last year or so. It's really was his push, and a huge thank you to our legislators, too, who supported it. In fact, all of them, you know, all the legislators, the governor's office, very supportive, very workforce and workforce development focused, which is the name of the game right now. Economically, it's workforce development.
Dr. Moore tells us that as a result, the school has had to evolve operations.
The big emphasis came from the governor's office and the legislature. Okay. So the monies came to the technical college system via that way. Now, we've had to, because the response has been so great, so we've had to kick in our own dollars, which is great. And, you know, we're happy. That's the way we should spend it, on our students, right?
Very true.
So we're now, on the one hand, the legislature won't finalize whether or not they're going to approve it again till June. So we have a contingency plan to fund it ourselves so that we can announce sooner.
Dr. Moore says that they hope to announce soon that the free tuition may extend and go into another year for incoming and future students. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill, every Wednesday on WRHI, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, celebrating progress through vision.